Yes, H, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Darren. Good morning, listeners.
All right, so you went squid fishing last night.
I did. I went squid fishing last night with Wayne Purton from Wayne Purton Automotive there in Ulverston, and we had a really good night. Went with his, what are they, nephews, I reckon. Went with the Purton boys. So it was good fun. Yeah, thought I might wander out and have a little squid fish.
So how'd you go?
Wasn't too bad. It was a little bit slow, to be honest. We picked up enough for a feed, don't worry. But the sizes were down a little bit. Very interesting. We picked up a lot of different varied sizes, but they were mostly smaller ones. So we're going to use a couple of those for bait. But like I said, got enough for a feed. Had some last night. It was very nice.
So where'd you go?
We just went out off Ulverston. So there's a couple of beds there. Out of Ulverston, when you come out of the river, you can swing round to the right, and there's a lot of beds there from basically the surf club right through to the Forth River there. You've just got to pick up your little spots, use your sounder, and find the weed beds, and they're there, just hunkered down, yeah.
All right. Let's go from squid to abalone. So Nick Dygan's been getting a bit of a pasting on socials.
Nick Dygan has. He's part of the Legislative Council at the minute. Now, it's been a little bit unfair. I'll try to paint the picture here. Everyone's come out at him because he was supposedly voted down some catch limits. So this is actually not the case. The catch limits for abalone were changed in 2019, and the vote itself was actually to revoke and have a disallowance motion, for those particular rules. Now, unusually, the rules got reversed back to the rules prior to 2019, so we can now, we're back to our daily bag limit of 10 abalone and a possession limit of 20 abalone. And so that's unusual that rules get reversed, but he had a standpoint of, thinking that the rules were already changed, and I think he thought on the basis of, looking after the fishery, why not leave them the way they were, and he's voted to leave them as the rules were changed, but the argument was made that the rules were changed unfairly and without consultation, so they've been set back to the old rules, and that was the vote. But people on social media have really given him a touch-up. I personally think that's a little bit wrong, but anyway, that's social media for you.
Indeed. Right, I saw a photo in the Advocate the other day, yesterday actually, with a bloke who caught a decent-size trevally off Port Sorell, apparently thereabout.
Yes, there have been. And now the trevally have been a bit fairly thick, and they've also been of quite a nice size. Now, they're awesome fun. I will actually do some research on some recipes for those, because I've always released those when I've caught those, but I'll do a bit of digging and come up with a way in which they are nice to eat, because it's a shame to catch something and then not put it through its paces in the kitchen and get the best out of it. So they've been, I basically do my best work catching those on a rising tide quite high. They seem to come in with the green water or the salt water at the close to the top of the tide. And they do like to get in around some of the deeper holes. And when that tide turns and the water comes off the flats, they can chase the bait fish back into those holes. So they're the best spots to try for mine.
All right. Well, you mentioned the tides there. We might as well do those now, thanks to Deegan Marine. So we've actually got a high tide now, 3.5 metres, and then there'll be a high at about 6:30 tonight, 3.3 metres. Saturday's highs, 7:09 in the morning and 7:20 in the evening, and Sunday's highs just before 8 in the morning and 8:15 in the evening. Now, the forecast for the weekend, just a few showers today. And the wind's sort of moderate. Saturday, a few showers in the afternoon, early evening. And then Sunday's not that great. Showers, possible thunder and hail and strong winds on Sunday. So I'd write Sunday off. But if you want to get a fish, I reckon, if you've got the day off today, you could go today and maybe Saturday morning, I reckon, before the showers come in the afternoon.
Of course, we've got the Real Keen Fishing Club. I've got their fishing competition at Port Sorell this week. We've mentioned that a couple of times going in. Good luck to those guys, and they'll have to contend with the weather the best they can and come up with their tactics and fish hard where they can, but good luck to those guys. And then we've got another competition that I can speak about if we've got time.
Yeah, sure, go for it.
Yeah, right. So the boys that reel it in, they've got a fishing competition. They're an Australian-based competition, but they have a Tasmanian section. Now, it's called the Australian Flathead Challenge. There's a specific Tasmanian section. There's over $50,000 in prizes.
Wow.
You can go to their Facebook site and see all the detail. It's Reel It In. But that's a really, really cool competition. It's a little bit sort of like the Pertec Challenge, in which you can order, you get a kit bag full of goodies. You've got the ability to win a boat package just for entering. It's a really cool competition. It's $65 for adults to enter. Junior's $50, but you get a real packet of goodies and a brag mat and a few other bits and pieces. So that'll give everyone something to do. Entries are closing soon. I think it's on the 22nd of November. So by all means, get on their Facebook page, Reel It In, and check that out.
Love your work. All right, mate. What are you up to this weekend?
Well, we're watching the weather. We've decided that the weather's a little bit ordinary for the West Coast again this weekend. It's marginal down the south. But we will wait until that there's a high coming. We've seen the long range forecast, so we're going to go and sort of, you know, do a bit of stuff around home and wait for that weather to come good. I noticed the song before I came on said something about summertime.
Yeah.
And someone told me that it's going to snow this weekend. Is this right?
Yeah, down south, so around Hobart area, might get a bit on Sunday.
Yeah, that's absolutely ludicrous, isn't it? But anyway, that's how Tassie likes to roll.
Indeed. All right, mate, plug your website, Facebook there.
That's Team Penn Simrad Fishing.
Good work. Talk to you next week.
All right, I'm back to bed. Not nice.
Good on you.